the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley spent last week talking with people in some of Missouri's most economically distressed communities. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what the GOP senator learned from the rural tour.
Hawley spent time in a number of rural Missouri counties last week and documented his conversations with people he met on social media. He says some of the key takeaways are a need for more jobs and a more concrete plan to combat a proliferation of illegal drugs. He also says that some of the farmers he spoke with are concerned about how land is becoming less and less available.
Some of this land now is increasingly owned by corporate farms who are only willing to rent it out to independent farmers on very onerous conditions. A lot of times you have to use their seed. You have to produce the way they want to produce.
Hawley visited 10 rural counties last week, many of which are some of the poorest in the state. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
An activist who helped stop the building of a dam across the Merrimack River has died after a bicycle accident. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 78-year-old Jerry Sugarman of St. Louis crashed into a bus on Friday. His wife, Darlene Davy Sugarman, says he had suffered from a heart attack. Sugarman and others got state legislators to hold a non-binding referendum about the dam in 1978. A majority favored leaving the Merrimack as it was, and the project fizzled. Missouri's attorney general says federal law does not protect LGBTQ individuals from discrimination. Attorney General Eric Schmidt is among GOP attorneys general nationwide who have signed a U.S. Supreme Court briefing outlining the position. The attorneys general are wading into a legal battle over whether discrimination against someone because they're gay or transgender violates a federal law banning sex discrimination. The cases will be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court on October 8th. Schmidt spokesperson Chris Newell says that when the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed, sex discrimination did not include transgender people. Newell says it's up to Congress and not the Supreme Court to change that. Newell says Schmidt believed everyone should be treated with dignity under the law regardless of, quote, race, creed, zip code, or gender. Missouri's health officials have signed a contract designed to boost the rate of people vaccinated against hepatitis A as the number of cases of the liver disease increases. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services awarded a no-bid contract to the Missouri Primary Care Association. The agreement will pay the organization $125,000 a year to focus on getting more adolescents to receive at least 5 vaccines, including influenza, hepatitis A, and HPV. Contract talks began before health officials warned last week that a hepatitis A outbreak in the state could grow worse if it spreads to urban areas. Health officials say the state has recorded 414 cases of the virus since September of 2017. In previous years, only about 10 cases were reported annually. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.